and welcome to another episode of Untraditionally Traditional, a podcast with me, Brittany Duncan, a millennial homemaker. Join me each week as I share all the things I've learned that make keeping your home, garden, and life running smoothly all while working. If you are enjoying the podcast, please be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcasting app so you get the episodes downloaded straight to you every Monday. Now, on to today's episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Untraditionally Traditional, a Millennial Homemaker. This is your host, Brittany Duncan, and today I want to talk about the impact of seemingly small actions that they have in our home. But before we dive into that, I want to share with y'all a recent experience I had that brought me so much joy. The other afternoon, Johnson and I were walking Sage, and we passed this home with gardens that I admire every time we walk by. The owner happened to be outside in her garden, and I just casually let her know that I thought her gardens were beautiful and a pleasure to gaze upon when walking by. A quick compliment. She humbly said that they were thanks to her daughter who planted all of the tulips, but as I have come to find out, it was much more than that. We had a quick 60-second exchange of words and then wished each other a great day, and Johnson and I continued our walk. But then I heard her call out, you know, we were only a few steps away, asking me if I liked hellebore. So I walked back those 15 steps and she showed me what hellebore was. I was not familiar previously, and welcomed me into her garden the next time I was in the neighborhood to separate some of the new growth off and collect those, you know, smaller seedlings for my own garden if I was interested. Such a kind gesture. So neighborly and sweet. So last night I went over with my trowel, my garden gloves, and a small pot to put the new seedlings into. And, you know, we just chatted while I dug up, you know, the seedlings. She not only gave me some hellebore, but also some alliums and a variety of lily that I hadn't seen before. So it was just so nice. You know, we're sitting there chatting, kind of, you know, I'm gardening in her garden, which is kind of a weird experience, but it was also neat. And I came out to find that her and her husband have owned that home for 50 years, and that when they first moved there, there was nothing but three trees on the property, landscaping-wise. So I had a glimpse of what 50 years of tending to gardens with love looked like, which is why they stand out, much more than tulip bulbs, although the tulips are gorgeous. But yeah, it was just really neat to see that, you know, I have only been, you know, gardening at this home, our home now, for 2 years, and just what the difference of like year after year looks like, and that just kind of like tweaking and elevating. And but it was so neat that she, you know, she taught me several things about like plants that I didn't know, and gave me advice about like where to put the plants that she had shared with me. And it was neat. So I just wanted to say, if y'all have a passion that you can share with others, maybe it's separating off some seedlings or sharing some seeds that you collected from last year's garden, giving a neighbor some sourdough starter or a SCOBY for kombucha or whatever it is, do it, because it's the quintessential act of being neighborly. And I loved getting to know her and connect over a passion that we both love, gardening. So neat experience. I feel like those things happen less and less today, but it just made me realize how special it was. And, you know, I hope to be able to do those things too. Maybe, you know, my garden's not super established yet, but as it is, sharing that, or, the other hobbies that we're passionate about. Anyway, on to today's topic at hand, which is small acts that have great importance. When I think about being a homemaker and what makes a successful homemaker, it isn't one or two or three big things. It's a bunch of little acts. And when you add them together, they create a home as opposed to a house. You've probably heard the saying, home is where the heart is. When you pour your heart, passion, and soul into your home, it becomes a reflection of you. And that looks different for everyone. And our homes are as unique as we are. Each one looks and feels and operates slightly different. As homemakers, we can get caught up on the big things. Meals on the table, cleaning tasks, managing bills and grocery lists. And those things are certainly important, don't get me wrong. But they are not what makes a house a home. With each small action we take in the home, we have a choice to make it generic, or we can have it add to the value or experience of our home. Things that don't seem important, like what sheets we put on the bed, I would argue are extremely important. Use the sheet example. There's a distinct difference between getting into clean bedding that you find comfortable, whether that be cotton sheets or bamboo sheets, what thread count and material you like, perhaps spritzed with an inviting pillow spray, versus an unmade or loosely made bed with sheets that you don't really love that could use a washing, right? Like, when we buy new sheets, we have a choice. Don't just grab whatever pack from Home Goods that looks good enough. Choose with intention. What thread count do you like? What fabric do you like? Is there a color that makes you feel relaxed when looking at? I make our bed each morning, and I have a pillow spray next to the bed that I give a few spritzes of as my final step. It's a ritual. It brings me joy. And making that bed, it feels more like a treat as opposed to a char because of that, you know, ritual, the system that I have. And the real treat is when Johnson and I get into bed at night and feel cozy and warm in clean sheets that we love, that smell good. You know, it's just, it's simple. I'm making the bed anyway. I might as well, you know, just add that 3 seconds to spray a couple sprays of the pillow mist. Or, you know, you have to buy sheets at some point anyway. Don't just order whatever sheets. Like, actually go into a store, touch them, feel them. If you do order some and you don't love them, return them. Let's not settle. Some other examples of small acts that have a big impact are things like your coffee. Find a coffee you really love and a way of making it that feels like a treat. Johnson and I both love coffee, and we have a lot of different coffee devices for brewing. But lately, I've been on a French press kick. Each morning, I grind whole beans in our coffee grinder, and I take a big inhale before I dump them into the French press. That smell of freshly ground coffee brings a smile to my face every morning. I love it. It's without fail, I do it every single morning. Then I boil the water, combine the water with the grounds, and let it sit for 4 minutes before pressing it. Into my coffee goes my mocha protein collagen powder, and it's like genuinely a treat every single morning. I'm going to make coffee anyway. You know, maybe I'd have the protein powder too. But finding like a way of brewing it that doesn't feel stressful, that is enjoyable, that makes me kind of slow down in the morning. I do like that about the French press, that I could have a automatic coffee maker that starts brewing at 6 a.m. and is ready to be poured into a cup. But I like that the French press routine makes me slow down. I grind the beans. I put them in. It's got to sit. Then I press it. It's just a ritual. We can do things a little bit differently to shape what our morning looks like. Another example is when I get dressed in the morning, I always spray a spritz or two of perfume. And the ones that I use change with the seasons. So winter scents are often warmer with tones of vanilla and spice. Spring are like bright, fresh citrus. Summer is floral. And then fall bridges that summer floral and winter scents and helps to transition. I like to smell good. It's like with a freshly washed face, clean clothes, and a spray of perfume, I feel womanly and ready to tackle the day. Again, it's a ritual, a small act that changes how I feel about myself and my energy level. It is probably 1 or 2 seconds of extra time after putting my clothes on just to have that one act. The shampoo and soap that you use in the shower is another example. We all need soap, but choose one that feels good on your skin, that you love the smell of. It should transport you into a happy place. I personally use a triple milled French soap that smells of gardenia, and I love it. It's not expensive. I think it's $4 a bar, and it lasts a really long time. But every time I lather up, I feel like I'm treating myself. Currently, I use a Color Safe shampoo, but I'll be honest, I don't love the smell of it. It doesn't smell bad, but it's just okay. It doesn't make me smile when I use it. And as I was thinking about this episode, I realized, that's something that could be upgraded. I should change that. So if you have a Color Safe shampoo that you love, let me know on Instagram at untraditionallytraditionalpod, because that is something that I want to change. I have to buy shampoo anyways. I use it when I'm in the shower. I might as well be using something that I love. Small act, big importance. The pens you write with and have around the house. I don't know if it's just me. Actually, I know it's just it's not just me. Me and definitely my mom both have this thing with pens. But a nice pen when writing is a joy. They don't have to be expensive. But when you come across a pen type that when you touch the paper makes you smile, you like the way your writing looks with it, it feels good, it doesn't run, it's not smudging, whatever the things are that you enjoy about a particular pen, when you find it, make note. That is your new pen. And then now you know when you buy pens that you're going to get that kind and that kind only. And that, you know, that small step is going to make writing a joy. Along the lines of the coffee you drink is your afternoon beverage rituals. At 5 o'clock, or whatever time, I don't judge, but let's say 5 o'clock, do you enjoy a nice glass of wine while preparing dinner? Don't buy whatever wine's on sale. Be intentional about it. Make it a treat that makes cooking dinner feel like you're in France or Italy or maybe New Zealand with a crisp white in the summer. For me, being raised with my British granny, I love tea time in the afternoon when I feel myself fading, maybe around 3 or 4 o'clock. I make a cup of tea, not generic Lipton, although if you like Lipton, no shade, but a tea thoughtfully selected out of my collection to fit the mood of the day and my needs. In the fall, maybe it's like an apple cinnamon. I love an Earl Grey pretty much all year round. Sometimes it's a hibiscus tea if I'm, you know, looking to feel a little, you know, brighter. If my throat is like a little sore, sometimes I'll have like a peppermint. And I try to drink it out of a teacup or mug that I really enjoy and like, not just any old generic mug. I've talked about this before, but another example is pajamas. Along the same line of the importance of the sheets you sleep on is the importance of what you wear to bed. I'm guilty of wearing joggers and a t-shirt to bed sometimes too, don't get me wrong. But when I do put on fresh, clean pajamas that are not worn out, I can't help but feel better getting into bed, and I sleep with intention. I'll talk about sleep hygiene another day, but if you don't sleep well, I encourage you to Google what sleep hygiene is. The rituals we place around sleep are some of the most important, and pajamas for me are a big one. When something irks you, think about how you can change it. Something that would bother me was Sage's dog food. Most dog food containers are pretty ugly, so rather than that being one of the first things I see each day, I have a simple glass container that gets refilled with her food every 3 days or a few days, and it sits on our countertop. The big ugly storage container stays in the laundry room, and the glass container is what we see. If you live in Boise and are looking for a cute dog food container, I do have a really neat vintage container from IAM's Dog Food in the booth at Casa Bella. So if you're looking for one, you can go check that out. If you do end up going to the store and want to purchase that dog food container, let them know to reach out to me saying you listen to the podcast and are buying the dog food container, and I will call in a 10% discount for you. But yeah, if something you see every day bothers you, you're like, oh, that's really ugly, you don't like it, change it. Another small act, and arguably one of the biggest acts, is how we serve and plate our food. I love servingware. I am constantly picking up different platters and bowls and plate sets because I know how it elevates the meal. You could serve dinner on a generic white plate, yes, but you could also serve it on some vintage china that you love. You could serve a salad in a big wooden bowl with unique salad tongs. You can put your berries into a copper colander on top of a festive tea towel. Don't settle for basic in your home unless basic is what brings you joy. Maybe you like simple, clean, uniform servingware. If that's your vibe, go with it. But don't use something just because it's there that doesn't bring you joy. I'm not saying go out and buy all new plates, but if you see a reasonable set at Goodwill or an estate sale that makes you smile, treat yourself, and I promise the next time you plate a meal on them, you'll be glad you did. These are few of the hundreds or probably thousands of examples that exist about small acts that have a big impact in our home. I challenge you as you move through the next several weeks and your routines to keep this episode in the back of your mind. What are some simple swaps you can make that will elevate your homemaking experience or the experience of your loved ones? Remember, the smallest acts have the greatest importance in the home. Thank you for listening to this episode of Untraditionally Traditional. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with those special people who would love it too, and write a review. For more tips and photos of my home and garden, follow Untraditionally Traditional Pod on Instagram. Until next week, let's continue to make our homes places of joy and service to ourselves and those we share them with.